subject, enjoyment. A newish devotee at our temple asked me why it is said in the books that one cannot enjoy in this world. I gave him my best answer, but I would like to hear what you might say since you are a senior devotee. Why can you not enjoy in this world? Well, just like a fish cannot enjoy out of water, where it's an unnatural atmosphere. A fish can be offered all kinds of things that might be considered enjoyable, but because he's in an atmosphere of suffering, he can only suffer. So in the same way, we might think that we're enjoying in this material world, but the fact is, yehi sang sparsha ja bhoga dukha yonya evate adyantavanta kontayana teshu ramate buddhaha, that all endeavors for enjoyment, sensual enjoyment in this world, they simply, beginning, middle and end, result in distress. So the very nature of this world is that it's miserable. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease are unavoidable. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik, klesh, these are unavoidable. Miseries that are generated by our body and mind, bodily suffering. This is miserable. In the hot season we get heat rashes. I got one early. It's early in the season, but I have a heat rash. In the winter, we suffer from shivering and cold. No, that's, well, that's the body. I'm talking about, it should be adhyatmik klesh. So, yeah, then we get pain in the body due to cold, joint pain. So there's adhyatmik klesh, adhibhautik klesh, miseries caused by other living beings such as mosquitoes biting us, people in the next apartment having arguments late at night so we can't sleep, dogs barking at night, and these are all practical things that happen. So we are caused disturbance by others. And adhidaivik klesh, natural disturbances such as excessive heat, excessive cold, tsunamis, earthquakes, etc. So it's like saying that if you're being constantly beaten with a stick, why can't I enjoy myself here? See, my dear sir, we'd like to offer you a very nice house with lots of beautiful women and all the best food. There's only one condition. We're going to beat you constantly with a stick. You can have anything you can dream of, we'll offer you, but one condition. Every 10 seconds, we're going to beat you severely with a stick. So, yeah, I mean, in the middle of getting beaten with a stick, you might enjoy, to some extent, the taste of the very nice food. But can you really enjoy? However nice the food is, you can't enjoy it if you're being constantly beaten. So that is the nature of this material world. That we're being constantly beaten by the miseries of material existence. So there is some pleasure there, but there's so much. The pleasure is accompanied by so much misery that the overall equation is misery. The overall situation is miserable. Don't believe me? Well, make an experiment. You can try and enjoy this material world, but it's not an intelligent thing to do.